Nate Story's greenhouse in Laramie, Wyoming is packed with vegetables growing in long, upright plastic towers.
Okay, well, let's click on in and we'll start telling you how we do things.
Story's setup is an urban farmer's dream. The waste from fish tanks fertilizes the crops through plastic tubing that drips water onto the vertical garden. The greenhouse is small, but produces a lot of food. And like a proud father, he shows off bok choy, butter lettuce, and spinach.
You can grow anything. We've grown tomatoes and very large statured crops, watermelons. It will all grow.
Wait, watermelons?
Yeah, watermelons. It works until they're about 20 pounds apiece, okay. And then things start falling.
Outside the greenhouse, the wind howls, the winters are frigid, and the soil is either silty or clay-like. If you want to grow stuff people actually eat in Wyoming, Story says you have to do it indoors. Story pitches his business as a local economic generator that produces fresh food, replacing some of the produce shipped from thousands of miles away.
I mean, our community's been incredibly supportive. Are they really with us on the urban farming, you know, level? Not necessarily, because they're not urban people. You know, they're largely rural people.
Talking about Wyoming, the superlatives come easy. Its farms and ranches are the largest in the country. It has the fewest number of vegetable farms of any state. There are more acres of vegetables growing in Alaska. Beef is king in Wyoming. So when Story started his business called Bright Agrotech, building equipment for urban farmers, it raised some eyebrows.
If you phrase it as the hippy-dippy kind of concept from California, then everyone's going to be against it just on principle, right? But if you phrase it as a community-oriented economics thing, then everyone is behind it, because that's a very long and strong tradition in Wyoming.
Wyoming is considered by many to be just a small town with really, really long streets.
That's Karen Panter, a University of Wyoming horticulture extension specialist.
Because we are a rural state, we don't have or did not historically have a lot of our own production. Virtually everything other than beef and, you know, maybe a few other crops historically have been brought in from other states or from abroad.
Panter says until recently, there just wasn't an interest in growing large quantities of vegetables in Wyoming. But that's changing. The number of greenhouses here tripled from 2007 to 2012.
Yeah, there is a lot of conservative thinking in Wyoming, and you know, people don't see it as a food production state.
Nona Yahia is one of the architects behind Vertical Harvest, a high-density, three-story greenhouse currently under construction in the ritzy ski town of Jackson, Wyoming. Its high-end restaurants and wealthy visitors make Jackson the ideal market for local food. But
Jackson has a very short growing period, right? We can only grow food really 4 months at best. And so there is a pretty strong local food movement, but unfortunately, it's quite short-lived in terms of our seasons.
That means the hotels, grocery stores, and schools in Jackson that are clamoring to source locally are, for the most part, out of luck. Food hubs have taken off in other parts of the country to coordinate local food distribution and production. But the entire state of Wyoming is without one, though a hub is in the planning stages in the state's northern Bighorn Basin.
This is where we start our seeds, so this is our seedling.
At Nate Story's greenhouse in Laramie, a handful of gardeners transfers little sprouts into their new homes in the plastic towers.
This time last year, we were a four-person organization, and we're 16 people now. I mean, we've quadrupled our workforce.
Story says most of his new hires are young university grads interested in farming. And until now, they've had few opportunities to grow food in the land of wide open spaces. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.